Hello, this is Michaela Folks with the Unbound podcast, where we talk fat loss and fitness while having a sense of clarity, joy, and freedom for the body and the being inside it. You can find out more about me or more on these matters at michaelafolks.com, as well as on social media by the same name. Okay, hello, my darlings. It's Michaela. So I wanted to talk about how under-eating really works. And so I feel like people are so confused about weight loss and also so freaked out about both under-eating, understanding how low you can go based on what you're doing, and also how some people radically undereat, but they don't do it well so that it ends up actually screwing with their goal, preventing them from getting their goal, making it really hard to achieve their goal because they're hungry and because their metabolism plus starts to be compromised. So I wanted to talk about this because I think that in so many respects, people think that there's kind of one basic way to approach weight loss, which is just like, you know, calories in versus calories out, which is true. So you just eat less and you move more. And it's really just dependent on the food that you're choosing. And or I feel like increasingly more people have an appreciation for intermittent fasting being a beneficial practice, one that's useful for weight loss as well, but they don't actually understand why it's different. And the thing that I think is consequential for not understanding how this works, is that if you don't understand why it's different, if you don't understand why you'd be doing one thing over another, it's really easy to abandon ship. And it's also really easy just to not do it well if you don't actually understand why it works or how it works. So anyway, I thought to share this. And the truth is, I thought to kind of share this for my fat burners as well. Like, they have drank the Kool-Aid, they've purchased the program, they've listened to me and followed what I've suggested. But I don't know that everyone actually really understands why intermittent fasting is so different and what happens when you do it and why you would want to keep doing it, why you would want to deliberately eat less often. And so I know, again, most people that I work with do what is requested of them, follow our script. There's always deviations based on someone's needs or preferences. But most people follow the instructions that they're given. And there are times when people will talk about, you know, having a snack. We don't do that, you know, or needing something, or, you know, only intending to eat maybe once today. That happens well after our program, but they ended up eating twice. And again, nothing is devastating. There's an opportunity to create positive change, like the moment you stop doing the thing that is detrimental, honestly, or maybe just not ideal. But I really want everyone in the world, and then everyone I work with, to understand the ramifications of their choices, and why what they're doing is so useful. And so we talk about tools. They're set up to burn fat. That's the process. Fat Burning Pro, should you wish to check it out. If you're a woman over 40 who wants to lose between 8 and 15 pounds in a month, and potentially have this as a lifestyle, please check out unboundfitfound.com. But anyway, this is how under-eating works. And so if you're at all offended by that suggestion, that word, that's how weight loss works. Like, we have to eat less than our frame and our physical expenditures require in order to lose weight. Calories matter. hormones also matter, which is what we're going to talk about here. So what's typical for most people when they want to lose weight is they think about calories in versus calories out. So the goal, the approach would just be to eat less and move more. So generally what happens is people eat like 6 small meals a day and say their body requires, 2,000 calories for their frame and the movement that they do. So they eat 1,500, right? This is all very typical. They have a 500 calorie delta. And with that math, we should be losing a pound a week. It's like 3,500 calories for a pound of fat. So that's like a very common equation. The reason why that often doesn't work for many people, all people, or certainly most people long term is the element of insulin. So insulin is a hormone that ushers glucose into our muscle cells to be used for fuel. It puts it in our liver as well. It keeps it in our bloodstream. And when there's a surplus, it stores that energy in the form of fat. So insulin is a fat, it's an energy mobilization hormone, delivery hormone, and it's also a fat storage hormone. Additionally, when insulin's in our system, it also blocks fat from being used for fuel. So insulin keeps us using the food that we have consumed. And if it's too much at one time, it stores it as fat, period. But when insulin is in our system, we aren't able to access our own fat for fuel. So at any rate, this is super consequential because what often ends up happening when people undereat with insulin in their system frequently, and that would be by eating often, potentially eating more carbohydrates, but at the very least eating often, basically they have insulin in their system more of the time versus not. And the reason why that matters is because weight loss is an equation. I feel like the people, I sound self-righteous, I feel like when you don't understand how this works fully, it's easy to think it's really simple. And the truth is, it is really simple if you understand the whole picture. And it is actually quite confusing for a lot of people when they don't. So weight loss is an equation. Calories in versus calories out, right? So this person's body requires 2,000 calories. We give it 1,500. So essentially that, that equation should match up. We have 2,000 calories on one side and we should have 2,000 calories on the other side. And where we get that is we gave it 1,500 in food and we should be burning 500, making that equation equal. However, when insulin is in the mix frequently, small meals eaten often, it blocks that ability for fat to be used for fuel. So what does the body do? It has to keep the equation equal. So instead of maintaining that baseline at 2,000 calories, basically what it does is because it can't get that 500 that it needs to keep that equation balanced, this is when our metabolism slows. This is when our muscle gets broken down because the body needs to have that, it needs to be balanced on both sides. And if it can't get the energy that it needs from another source, like our stored fat, which is what we actually want to use, it will reduce the body's energy expenditure and it will break muscle down to mine for glucose. So essentially, it'll lower your metabolism. It'll reduce your caloric output and requirements for the day versus compensating for undereating. And it's to the tune of insulin being present or not. So the thing that's amazing about this is that it's so black and white. And when your body is in a fat burning mode, when you've given yourself, when you've groomed your body to run on fat, and you can do this by reducing carbohydrates, people do this on their own all the time, by potentially pushing your first meal out, by even being a little hungry and not eating immediately. All these things kind of train the body to use fat versus to revert to using carbohydrates. And again, programs like ours do that in a very seamless way, a very gentle way, and in a way where people just aren't, they're increasingly less hungry in their first week. They don't have cravings pretty early on, and they have plenty of energy. And so it's really easy to eat less often, and it's also easy to eat less. It's easy to undereat. And so with that, so basically when you are, So when we're looking at someone whose body's in a fat burning mode, who does intermittent fasting, who either eats twice a day, like people that are going through Fat Burning Pro, or once a day, like many of us, myself included, that are longer time fat burners, their body's really well established in a fat burning mode. When you are used to running on fat, when you've helped your body do that, and you do intermittent fasting, so you're eating less often, having insulin present in your body less often, this is the situation that we want, which is the body requires 2,000 calories, let's say. We give it 1,500, and I'm going to talk about radically undereating even more. Then, because insulin is not there, the body has this 6-lane freeway route to our fat stores and has easy access to this abundance of energy. So then the additional 500 calories that your frame requires on a daily basis is taken from you in the form of fat. And you run no risk of lowering your metabolism or breaking muscle down, messing with your hormones, none of that shit. But the whole thing is that you need to keep insulin out of your system more of the time than not. And that requires eating less often, which is what intermittent fasting is. So let me see. I'm like, do I want to say so many other things? I guess now I just want to talk a little bit. Oh, yeah. So let's talk about undereating. So people get so up in arms about this because it seems dangerous, like you're going to starve yourself. Like, so if you have a 2,000 calorie requirement for your body, what most people do is they dial it back a little. And so it's not as uncomfortable, because the whole thing is that, like, not only, ladies and gentlemen, if you have insulin in your system, not only is your body adjusting its own dials, potentially, again, lowering your energy expenditure, slowing your metabolism, breaking muscle down, which you may or may not feel, but at the very least, what it will do is it'll make sure you are hungry. And so because it needs that fuel, and you're not giving it access to fat. So what most people experience when they want to lose weight, they think 6 small meals, let me reduce my calories a bit, or sometimes they do it more severely. But the deal is that adjustment, however small or great that adjustment is, typically is quite tied to hunger. So it's like, Do you want to be a little uncomfortable and kind of make it through the night? Or do you want to be a lot uncomfortable and maybe, you know, in your own mind at least, like this should speed things up, which it can, but not typically through that method. And then there's typically a point where you like buckle, and this is the deprivation binge cycle that happens for a lot of people. But the thing that I want to say is that fast weight loss, how weight loss works best, in addition, so in general, is by giving the body the least amount of calories that it will tolerate with periodic spikes of more. This is actually what we do. This wasn't my point to talk about carb cycling, but we do that. That is a very consequential hormonal reboot for leptin. Maybe I don't want to go down that road 100% right now. But the thing that I want to say is for fat burners, we radically undereat until we have our carb feasts. And this is so funny. So I don't know how long ago it was. A few months, many months. So I'm 47. And many months ago, I decided, like, I want to lose a little weight. Like, I want to be a little leaner. And I had the kind of typical, like, basically I've been eating for maintenance for such a long time. And so I couldn't kind of wrap my head around eating, like, how much do I actually need to eat in order for me to lose weight? I'm not really sure. So for a little while, I kind of thought I bought into the 40 plus bullshit. The, you know, things change and maybe it's harder for me to lose weight now because I'm this age. And I really, like, you know, however long ago, years, I felt like I would think about losing weight and it would happen. And so what I realized though, was that when that happened, I was radically under eating for my body's caloric needs. So what I did was I looked at, like, this is going to sound so ridiculous. It's like, well, the people, what we do seems to work. People seem happy with it. It gives them the results that they desire, faster or slower, depending on the individual and the choices that they're making. But I'm like, let me inspect what my fat burners actually do in a day. And it was like, oh man, they eat a very small amount of food. Happily, comfortably, easily. I track everything. I don't ask my fat burners to track anything at all. I ask them to measure their fats and to like start with some rough estimates for sizes for their fat burning meal and then to eat more if they're hungry. That's what we do. I don't ask anyone to count anything because it's really important actually for them to be able to hear their body, to eat when they're hungry, to stop when they're full, and to start to have a sense of how much food they require to hang in there for however long, to keep them satisfied through the night, however that works. So it's much more conscious versus like calculative. But for me, I track my shit and I do that. I think it's useful for my people if something is off, if something isn't going as expected. Sometimes people will just, you know, have a kind of skewed perception on, like, I use, you know, a little bit of olive oil. And it's like, that was actually like a fourth of a cup or whatever, you know, like, so fats especially add up quickly, which is why I ask them to measure that. But in addition to it, I don't. So for me, I was tracking everything and kind of figuring out, like, I need to, you know, my macros, and this is generally how many calories I need to be very comfortable. And what I did was I took my hands off the wheel and I followed the people that I lead, meaning that it's like, all right, if I want to lose weight as fast as possible, which is like what everyone wants, how does this work for me? And what I found was I could radically undereat comfortably, speeding up weight loss, and then have my carb feast every so many days. This is how we do this. And then just dial it back again. But the whole deal is that to radically undereat. So if my body requires 2,000 calories, like I could eat 1,000 comfortably, certain foods. I'm not eating Pop-Tarts, intelligent, beef, cabbage. Yep, I generally have like a bit of cheese every day, low-carb wraps, a little bit of sweet potato, like all very conscious, Greek yogurt, tuna, all very conscious. But at any rate, under-eating will speed up weight loss. But if you don't have access to your own fat, that is a disaster. And you will not have access to your own fat if insulin is present in your system. But if insulin is not present in your system, more often than not, you can radically undereat very comfortably. My opinion is you should be in a fat burning mode first, and be tapped into your own body's signals. So the thing that's so cool about this is that it's safe. It doesn't compromise your metabolism. It doesn't compromise your muscle mass. I have a girlfriend that I do Dragon Boat with, and she was just in disbelief. Michaela, like, that's not a lot of food. And it's like, it's not a lot of food. And then I eat more every so many days because my body's like, hey, wait a minute. And that will reset leptin levels, ensure that I never plateau weight loss wise or damage my metabolism. But that's how you get the best of both worlds. That's how you speed up weight loss. That's how you don't compromise your metabolism. That's how you maintain your muscle. When you're in a fat burning mode, it is a muscle preserving state, and it's also a protein recycling state. It's so flexible. It is so forgiving. It's fantastic. So anyway, so it makes sense. You have to undereat to lose weight, period. Typically, the degree to which you undereat will determine how hungry you are. And it's like, if you're really fucking hungry, you're going to eat. So this is where that restriction and binge cycling comes in, which is miserable and awful and detrimental. Don't recommend. But like reducing your calories by 300, you know, a day, like if that, like that just sounds awful, uncomfortable, painful forever. But if you want weight loss to happen faster, get your body in a fat burning mode and do intermittent fasting. It will be natural to do intermittent fasting when your body is burning fat because you're less hungry, and it's really easy to not eat when you're not hungry. And it's actually really crazy to eat when you're not hungry. And so, excuse me. So then when you're in a fat burning mode, not eating frequently or eating twice a day, this is what my fat burners do, max, or once a day, like many of us, you have insulin out of your system, so you have this direct access to endless energy, molecule to molecule, glucose compared to fat. Fat has 16 times more energy, and it is all over our frame. Regardless of how lean you are, there is still days of energy on your body. And so you have this limitless, on air quotes, supply at your disposal. And if you're wishing to lose it, it's the smartest way to go about it. It requires the least amount of work. I kind of joke with my fat burners. It's like, if you want to lose weight, do nothing. We don't push the gym. Like, I am a big proponent of strength training and doing cardiovascularly challenging exercises. Not constantly and not to the degree that we grind ourselves down. I have a new fat burner starting next week who's a mega exerciser. And I just made the statement, you know, it's like, you don't need to exercise to lose weight. I feel like it is essential for a healthy body. A strong body is a comfortable body, is a youthful body. Let's please uphold that or create that, please. Walking is a fabulous way to lose fat. That does not stress our body out. You can do that until near death. But yeah, it's like you don't need to work hard to lose weight. It's really by getting your body situated to burn your fat and then to eat less often. And eating less carbohydrates enables that to happen as well. You'll be fuller for longer, period, versus feeling full and then those carbohydrates feel fleeting in your system energy-wise. They don't last that long. Protein lasts longer. It's not a good source of energy, but it's a good base, and fat lasts quite a bit. And then we have our own fuel to run off of that we're living in that we might want to have less of. So it's the smartest way to lose weight, and it requires the least amount of effort. It saves time, it saves money, and it improves your health. It slows aging, improves digestion, reduces inflammation, improves human growth hormone, helps keep testosterone high or at healthy levels. Oh, and I just shared this with my fat burners. Intermittent fasting helps to convert white fat to brown fat. And brown fat is easier to lose. White fat is quite stubborn. So the process of intermittent fasting, the lifestyle of intermittent fasting, helps convert stubborn fat into more easily accessible to burn fat just by living your life and not doing anything extra or hard or different. Period. And brown fat is the fat that makes us warm as well. Okay. So I think that's it. I think that's all I wanted to say. Weight loss, this is how to undereat, how it works. And the deal is, whenever I talk about this, people get super uncomfortable. You know, Michaela, you're starving yourself. And it's like, am I? Really? I don't feel like I'm starving. I don't act like I'm starving. Like, I have plenty of energy. My brain is functioning. I can do hard physical shit. Like, who's starving? Not me. And not you if you're running on your own fat as well. And so, with my fat burners as well, at times people want to know how many calories should I be eating? And the truth is, my answer is always, I don't know. As little as possible. If we really want to do this, like that's what we do. And you will know if you need more food, and you will know when you've had enough. And that's what we listen to. We trust the body. And if you need more food, it's like, then you should have it. That sounds great. There's a couple, lovely couple who have been very successful with this. And they, what was I going to say? Just remember that something is happening right now. Basically, the husband made the statement. He's like, I need more food. And so it's like, well, in some respects, you actually probably need less because you have more fat on your frame, but you will periodically need more. And there were times where it's like, he needs more. And it's like, that sounds great. Listen to your body, but it's not going to come from your head. The accurate information is never going to come from what you think. It's going to come from the feedback that you experience, especially with when we're talking about the body and weight loss. All right. I think that's it. I think that was a complete thought at the end right there. So if you're someone that's been struggling, that's felt, you know, like doomed, you know, that your age or your freaking gender, like being female, makes this impossible. That is simply not true. It is simply not true. There's just a better way than what you've been doing if what you're doing is not working. But the body is logical, it works. We're made to run on fat. And if we understand how we work, then we can make conscious and appropriate choices that help us move towards what we want to experience. And the thing that's so cool is that basically, when you have access to your own fat, you require less food. I think that makes sense. So then it's like we're actually putting the horse in front of the cart versus the cart in front of the horse. We're giving ourselves space and we're eating in accordance with that. versus trying to undereat to get to something different. We're set up to have all the fuel that we need while eating a small amount of food. And that makes weight loss happen pretty quickly and very comfortably. All right, so that's it. Please check out Unbound Fit Found. If you're a woman over 40 who wants to lose between 8 and 15 pounds in a month while slowing aging and having increased energy, please check things out. This is really meant to be one-stop shopping for your health, your waistline, for longevity, for ease in life. And it's meant to be an education for a lifetime in order you to understand how to navigate life, how to be social, how to have holidays and celebrations while having your cake and eating it too. All right, that's it. I hope that was amazing. Please be in touch for any reason. Thank you for your attention. Love to all. And until next time.